Yeah.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, sure.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
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 Can you be any more specific?
Yeah. You darn tootin'.
91.5 WMFO.
Medford.
End of story.
Hello, this is Gabe.
And this is Lydia.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Test Reform Radio. It's good to be back after spring break. Unfortunately, my co-DJ is not with me today, but we have the lovely Lydia. How are you doing, Lydia?
Hello, very happy to be here.
Yay, so very glad you're here. I don't know, so I was trying to think of like what I wanted the theme to be today, and I remembered that Lydia's like favorite song was Pineapple Skies, by Miguel, and I like also love the song, and I increased my love for the song so much when I found out Lydia loved it, and we listened to it over the summer during kind of like the first really big chunk of time we hung out together, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at Cape Cod, we went camping
yeah.
for It was supposed to be a weekend. It ended up being like, it was like 2 days,
two
I guess.
Days?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 days.
Yeah. I don't know. I just remember like listening to it like at the beach and like while we were just like basking in the sun and just like thinking, this is the perfect, like this is what I want my life to be. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I totally agree. Yeah. What was that thinking about spring break? Obviously, you were in really warm weather. So right. Was I.
Yeah.
And you're from California.
True.
And in Boston now.
Right.
What, thinking about skies, thinking about sun, water, like, what do those things mean to you?
Yeah, I feel like those things, I have realized how important they are, I think, since being here. I think being in Boston specifically, I think, like, after, for context, like, me and some of my friends went to Jamaica, because one of my friends is from there for spring break, and I think that reminder of, like, this is what, like, sky, like you said, skies, weather, like, the sun is like in other places, and coming back to Boston where it's not like that. taking a look out the window right now is kind of sad. Yeah, I think it's a reminder of, like, how much I took it for granted when I lived in California, and also just, like, I don't know, like, my dad's from the Philippines, and I think, like, it's a reminder, like, that, you know, that is a big part of, like, my heritage, like, living a kind of more, like, you know, I guess, like, island lifestyle. Like, my dad said the Philippines is, like, in the Southeast Asia, if people don't know, and it's a very, like, yeah, there's been a bunch of islands, and so, I don't know, like, I think there is a part of me that always just feels so in touch with myself when I am in the sun and when I am, you know, taking in that vitamin D, and I think when that's stripped away from me in Boston, it just, like, it really hits, and I think, you know, sometimes you get used to it, but I think after being on spring break and coming back and it being such a stark difference, like, that is,
right.
That's tough. What about you? Do you have any, like, thoughts, reflections on that as well?
Yeah, I went to Costa Rica for spring break, and it's my first time having, like, a tropical vacation. Like, it was, like, my first proper beach vacation, and I cried multiple times sitting on the beach. Like, the first time I saw this beautiful sunset, it was, like, the second day that we were there, and I cried. I was like, oh my god, like, I deserve to be seeing this every single day. Like, this is how we're supposed to live.
Mm-hmm.
Also, just, like, basking in the beauty of it all, that, like, this is life, you know? And I feel like it's...
Right.
And this is, like, what the universe has given us. Like, right. Whether you're spiritual or not, like, it's really incredible. Like, it's amazing that, like, the water crashes. Like, it's not a living organism. Like, the water crashes. The sky changes. It's like a whole ecosystem, and we're a part of that ecosystem. Like, we're not like the center of the world.
Right.
And I think it's just really, it's something that I realize it's something that I want to have in my life moving forward. Maybe that means living on the West Coast. I don't know.
Yeah.
I always thought I'd never leave the East Coast.
Yeah. Yeah. I see that for you, and I think you deserve that as well. I think, I don't know. Also, like, I could just listen to you talk all day. Like, who needs music? Like, we should just let Lydia talk.
Stop it.
That was beautiful. Wow. But I absolutely agree. And I think it's especially disheartening thinking about how it's, like, island communities that are being the most immediately, you know, affected by global warming and climate change. And, like, and thinking about who's living and who's native to these communities, you know,
exactly.
It's like, okay. Like, we're really going to ruin the most beautiful parts of our earth for corporate greed. I don't know. Getting a little...
Right.
Yeah.
And also, yeah, I mean, if we're going to get into that, I was thinking just, like, capitalism and how... Like, me sitting on the beach, right?
Right.
I was like, it sucks that we are... So, I was in Costa Rica, and the catchphrase or whatever, like, the way of... People describe Costa Rica as pura vida, which means simple life, pure life. And
right.
Everyone says that.
Yeah.
Like, all the locals, like, they meet you, they'll be like, pura vida. The servers will tell you that as well. And people just live such a relaxed life. And I was just thinking, like, this is what capitalism has stripped from us. That we are in classes day to day. People are working 2-3 jobs to survive. Even when it's warm outside, like, there are so many times I remember just, like, my parents at work throughout the summer, and, like, me and my brother, like, not able to go outside because we didn't have any supervision. You know what I mean? Like, all these things. Like, we need vitamin D. Like, these are the things, like, the sun makes me so happy.
Yeah.
It makes me so happy, and mm-hmm. it sucks that I don't get to bask in it as much as right. I would like to, right. as much as we all should.
Yeah, absolutely. And, like, even when we are, like, given, like, the guise of choice, like, when we come to college and we don't have maybe classes all day, mm-hmm. still, you'll find, like, 95% of students just, like, inside, you know, like studying despite the sun coming out for the first time in months. It's like, okay. Or, like, they come out the first Sunday and then, like, they're like, okay, that's all the sun I can get for, like, the next couple of weeks. Like, otherwise, I'm, you know, not being productive enough.
Yeah.
So I really feel that. Yeah. I'm so glad you asked that, though. And I feel like, I don't know. I feel like this song is, like, such a good, like, reminder, like, what it can be, like, or at least for me, like, in my memory of, like, wow, this is, like, these are the parts of life that I live for and what I aspire to in the future. I don't know. Do you have any other specific, like, memories with this song?
No, I mean, thinking about, like, when we listened to it together for the first time, it was, I had a really great summer. we were both up here for the summer. It was really warm. Our internships were pretty chill. So we just kind of, like, after whatever, like, after we were done with our days, we would just chill together.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is really reminiscent to just, yeah, I would love to hear it play.
Yeah, definitely. All right, well, it's coming up now. Mm-hmm. Enjoy, everyone. Are the trees high enough, baby? Leave it so high your feet won't touch the ground. Would you look at purple skies, promise everything gonna be alright. I promise everything gonna be alright. Try, everything gonna be alright.
We could be a kind of peace in the eye of the one in the air. I tried to dance it away. I tried to change it with my hair. I wear my credit card below. Thought a new dress would make it better. I tried to work it away, but that just made me even sadder. I tried to keep myself busy. I ran around in circles, think I made myself dizzy. I slept it away, I sexed it away, I read it away, away. Those metal eyes. Yeah, it's like cranes in the sky. Sometimes I don't wanna feel those metal eyes. I tried to run it away. Thought in my head be feeling clearer. I traveled 70 states. Thought moving around make me feel better. I tried to let go my lover. Thought if I was alone then maybe I could recover. To write it away or cry it away.
Don't you cry, babe.
Thank you. The best song wasn't the single, but you weren't either. Living in Ladera Heights, the Black Beverly Hills, domesticated paradise, palm trees and pools. The water's blue, swallow the pill, keeping it surreal. Whatever you like, whatever feels good, whatever takes your mind tonight, keeping it surreal. Not sugar-free, my TV ain't HD, that's too real. Grapevine, mango, peaches and lime, sweet life, sweet life, sweet life. Sweet life, sweet life, sweet, 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 sweet life. You've had a landscaper and a housekeeper since you were born. The sunshine always kept you warm. So why see the world if you got the beach? Don't know why see the world when you got the beach. The sweet life, the best song wasn't a single, you couldn't turn your radio down. Satellite need a receiver, can't seem to turn the signal fully off. Transmitting away, you're catching that breeze till you're dead in the grave. But you're keeping it so real. Whatever you like, whatever feels good, whatever takes your mountain high. Not sugar-free, my TV ain't HD, that's too rare. Grapevines, mango, peaches and lime, a sweet life. Shine always kept you warm. So why
we need to have a PSA, an important PSA from Gabe and Lydia. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement.
Oh my God.
It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
What?
Yeah. Using a ladder may seem easy. Misusing one, though, is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people, and counting, who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone.
Whoa.
Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, please visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
That's a big 150,000. Dad, do you hear that? Be careful. Oh my God. Also, this said last year. I don't know how old this this ad is.
And
it's probably
counting.
Like triple that now, right? Like,
right.
Yeah. That's the pandemic we should be worried about. Yeah, wow. Thanks, Lydia, for enlightening us. That was really needed, I think. All right. Yeah, we're going to continue with the sky theme, I think. I hope you guys are liking it. I've really been liking it.
I have a question for you, Gabe.
Oh, yeah. What's up?
So, this week, yesterday, actually, I had therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to my therapist about how I was just so fatigued all week. Obviously, came back from a great spring break and having trouble adjusting back to life. And I was like, I'm so unproductive and I feel like I'm not getting anything done. I'm just sleeping all the time and just like everything, whenever I do something, it like takes me a long time to like recuperate.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I need you to hear this. Rest is productive.
Yeah.
And I hit home. So I wanted to pose that question to you.
Mm-hmm.
One, is this something, an ideology, an idea that like hits you, that makes sense to you? And then two, if so, how are you implementing rest in this final semester of this university?
That is what your therapist said. That is, I think, the sentence. That is the sentiment. That is the thing that everyone needs to hear from day one. That's the thing that no one's told from day one. So yes, that resonates with me. I think that is exactly what I have been trying to like lean into, I think, in the past year. Me and Lydia have talked a lot about our own journeys, and I think over the past year, I've like really realized like how important rest is. I wasn't getting rest. Like I was sleeping 4 or 5 hours a night.
Wow.
Since like from like seventh grade.
Wow.
Through, you know, freshman year of college, and then freshman year of college, it was like getting maybe closer to normal, but that was only after grinding literally the entire day.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was like wake up, school, go to bed, you know, slash everything else I was doing. So I 100% believe in rest. I wish I had believed in rest earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I guess what am I doing to rest? Like you said, I think honestly, like I haven't thought about rest as productive. Like I think I've thought about it in the past as like, oh, like getting rest is so you can be productive, you know?
Okay, yeah.
But you're right. It is. It's like nourishing in every single way.
Yeah.
It's literally like one of the basic needs that we have. And so yeah, anyway, I think the rest of the semester, and get ready because I'm gonna flip this on you. Think of your answer. But I honestly, I'm like resting by like doing restful things with people, with friends. Like I think like I would consider like nourishing yourself with food as part of rest, you know? Like that's like you have to eat well, to sleep well, to do everything else well. But I think even more importantly, I've been like, unlike I did freshman year of college, like I've been giving myself like an hour or two before bed to like, you know, journal, to like write, to listen to music.
That's
to
beautiful.
Last night I continued this art project I had been stalling on for a long time because I was like, oh, like, you know, I don't have the time for this. Like last night I was like, no, I'm doing that. That's gonna be my pre-bed, you know, routine.
Yeah.
And it felt so good and it helped me sleep. Like so much of, and I've had sleep problems my entire life, and I think a big part of that is because my mind is always on like full 100%. I still wake up really early. I wake up before my alarms most of the time because my mind is racing, and I think, you know, although that still happens, I think doing stuff like I just mentioned before bed like really changes the game and at least allows me to like have another hour or two of sleep rather than I would otherwise. So but Yeah, what about you? Like, what has your rest been like, and or what do you want your rest to be like?
I was abroad last semester in London, and the British schooling system was a lot easier than this system. And it was the first time, like, since forever, like, because I was also, like, this K-12, where I wasn't go all the time. Like, yeah. I barely had homework. So I really learned just, like, the magic of, one, time alone, and two, just doing what I want to do when I want to do it. And while that's hard coming back here, like, I remember my freshman year, sophomore year of Tufts, I would leave at, like, 9 a.m. in the morning and return at 9 p.m. Right. Mm-hmm. Like, the whole day out. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Now, I mean, some, like, little things that I do is, like, I go home in the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm.
I have a really nice sunroom that I just, like, will read in there. I started reading again.
Yes, nice.
Like, for fun. And I also do what I'm starting to try to unwind before bed, like do some stretches.
Yes.
I drank chamomile tea last night before
nice,
bed.
Nice.
I watched American Idol.
That's still around?
Or yeah, it's like my favorite show ever.
Whoa. I did not know that.
It's still around. 20th year.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Wow. I feel like, yeah, that just, like, learning how to do this, like, it shouldn't be that we have to learn,
yeah,
you know, to do those things. Like, I think that probably more naturally, like, those things would have come if we weren't, yeah, socialized into this grind culture.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so important, and, like, if you don't have that rest, like, no matter what you're doing, like, you can't do it at your full capacity if you don't know how to take care of yourself. I think coming to that realization for me personally has been just, like, so life-changing. And it's, like, nice to know that I'll have that with me. Like, honestly, like, that's the most important thing I've learned in college.
It's a tool.
Yeah.
It's a tool. You can use it for the rest of your life.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, everyone listening, get some rest. Like,
rest.
Go home, get some rest tonight.
Intentional rest,
yeah,
too.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Good stuff. All right. Well, I think to get back to the music, I think hopefully these songs will help you rest. I think the theme of sky is obviously, as we've kind of expressed, I think it's much more than just, like, the physical sky. As beautiful as it is, I think it reminds us to get in touch with nature, with ourselves, and how these things are connected. And I think that also ties back to rest. Like, we want to rest so that we can enjoy the sunny days. We want to rest so that we can, you know, live our best lives and actually enjoy the sun. And I don't know, hopefully, like, what, 30 of you that are listening resonate with that a bit. Yeah. Awesome. So up next, we have this song called Suddenly. I'm kind of using this to just manifest the sunny day soon. I don't know when the next one's coming, but yeah. Hopefully the song will make it happen. If not in real life, then just in our pretty little minds. Hope you enjoy.
Eyes are open and I see. huntsman or a player that made you pay the cost, that now assumes relaxed positions and prostitutes your loss. Were you tortured by your own thirst in those pleasures that you seek, that made you Tom the Curious, that makes you James the Weak? And you claim you got something going, something you call unique. But I've seen your self-pity showing as the tears roll down your cheeks. Soon you know I'll leave ya, and I'll never look behind, 'cause I was born for the purpose that crucifies your mind. So convince your mirror, as you've always done before, giving substance to shadows, giving substance evermore. And you assume you got something to offer, secret shiny in you. But how much of you is repetition that you didn't whisper to him too?
I know I don't speak your language. real, do not deserve. Meaning it's more, you see right through walls, ain't talking about. Meaning you deserve the whole box of chocolates.
Come to me.
Forrest Gump had a lot going for him. Never without. You know, Jenny almost gave it all up for him. Never even pushed for the. Where's Forrest now when you need him? Talk to me. Talk to me. Hey, hey, hey.
Attention, all you. All you.
Sit back and relax your mind, just try. Back and relax, find just right. Sit back, relax, just ease your mind. Who am I watching my TV?
To lose their mind for it, whine for it, dying for it. Spend time for it, see no color line for it. Double back handicap and go blind for it.
Your aim is prisoners, you're always revenging her. It's calculated anger, it's rather dangerous.
Can be so facetious, the heavyweight champ. So undefeated, let's amen to that. I mean the pump fakes on the Facebooks and a screw face. When they look, won't get you no, won't get you. I mean the fake chains and the code names for insecure. Gon' reassure you not to get, you not to you get. You overcompensate too much for the. You like the door, kinda shape for the. See, that's what do. I know the ways of a. Yeah, see, looking at you. How many get mistaken for in a day? How many sentiments you make before running your way? How many times she gotta tell you that it's disposable? But if she a young like me, it's over for you. So line the middle fingers up, speak your truth.
You can never trivialize.
But a bump. Like you would try it. I know what you really about. High key, your f*** is weak, buddy. It's only replaced by your rubber substitute. We ain't feeling you.
Think I caught a vibe, kinda feeling. Could touch the booty if you like. I ain't tripping on you.
I'm really trying to crack off on the headboard to bust it wide open for the right one. It's you that for me.
Doves in the wind. Hey, hey. Doves in the wind. Hey, hey. Black doves in the wind. Hey, hey. I wait, beg for it. I want to see you crawl. I give you all the strength.
So far, and then it's out of my hands. And you know, while as I said, it can be scary, it can also be a little bit comforting, because I've learned that when I get to that point and I can acknowledge, okay, you know, Audrey, that's as much as you can do, I can actually let it.
One day, I'm gonna understand. Zion. touch my belly, overwhelmed by what I had been chosen to perform. But then an angel came one day, told me to kneel down and pray, for unto me a man child would be born. Oh, this crazy circumstance, I knew his life deserved a chance, but everybody told me to be smart. Look at your career, they said, Lauren, baby, use your head. But instead I chose to use my heart. Now the joy of my world is in Zion. Door. I've never been in love like this before. Now let me pray to keep you from the perils that will surely come. See, life for you, my prince, has just begun. And I thank you for choosing me to come through on your life to be a beautiful reflection of his grace. See, I know that it gives.
Beautiful Zion, marching, beautiful, beautiful Zion, marching.